The precarious finances of Nashville General Hospital have made the safety net facility even more expensive to run. Administrators are asking the city for a targeted investment of tax dollars to cut down on some recurring costs. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
It's not unusual for hospitals to lease expensive equipment rather than buying it, but typically not furniture. General Hospital Chief Financial Officer Bruce Naramore says operating each year with no money to spare has resulted in extreme cases.
We're renting hospital beds for $400 a month that cost about $8,000 to purchase, and I don't think that's a wise spend of money.
Naramore says the hospital's also renting routine IV pumps, even though you could buy them for what they cost to rent over just a year or two. Personnel has also become more expensive, even as a bunch of employees left during the last few months when the city was considering closure. Instead of saving on all those salaries, nurses had to be replaced by temporary contract nurses who cost twice as much, and the remaining staff was offered bonuses not to leave. The hospital is arguing that a small surge in city spending could make the facility a bit less reliant on taxpayers in future years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.